Yeah, good morning. There is a lot going on. We'll get to that in just a minute. Yesterday afternoon, the market had another one of those late-day rallies. It was down most of the day, rallied and rebounded at the end of the day. Dow closing up 48 points. Dow futures pretty much flat this morning. And in case you think things are boring in corporate boardrooms, just check out what's been going on with JCPenney. Yesterday, the board fired Ron Johnson, who had only been the CEO of JCPenney since sometime in 2011, and brought back the old CEO. Let's kind of unpack this a bit. Ron Johnson, he's the, quote, genius that came over from Apple. He was the guy that constructed the design of all the Apple retail stores, which were a raging success. Comes into JCPenney. If you've been to JCPenney in the last year and a half or so, you know he completely changed everything. Since he came there, the stock is down 51%, dropping from a market cap value of $6.8 billion to $3.49 billion, so losing over $3 billion of market value. Revenue down 20%, lost money the last four quarters. Well, the hedge fund managers and others that handpicked him said, okay, enough is enough. They ousted him yesterday. They bring back Mike Allman, who was the CEO of JCPenney from 2004 through 2011. He was tabbed Mr. Promotion because if you shopped at JCPenney before he was ousted, you know about how all their markdowns and sales and things every day. It's interesting that the same hedge fund managers that picked Ron Johnson were critical of Mike Allman, and now he's back in there again. By the way, when it was announced yesterday afternoon after the market closed that they had ousted Ron Johnson, brought back the former CEO, the stock went up 10%, and then it went down 10%. This morning it's down about 9% before the market opens. Alcoa opened up the first quarter earnings season yesterday with a pretty good news. Net up 58%, beat the forecast, did not beat the forecast on the top line number, revenue down about 5%. Ford announces that the number one selling car in the world is the Ford Focus. Sold a little over a million of them last year. Sold a fourth of those in China. The number two selling car, or number two selling vehicle worldwide, the Ford F-Series truck. So Ford doing quite well. And in terms of what's happening over in eastern Arkansas, Osceola, which is over on the Mississippi River, way over in the eastern part of the state, it got double good news yesterday. You know, they've been trying to get approval to build this Big River steel plant over there. Well, yesterday the Arkansas House overwhelmingly approved a $125 million bond issue to help fund that steel project. They say that when it's finished, it'll be 525 permanent jobs in that steel mill, averaging $75,000 a piece. The guy that's heading up Big River Steel is the former executive of Nucor Steel, which has two plants over there. Nucor had lobbied heavily against the steel mill. By the way, the Arkansas Teacher Retirement System will own 20% of the new company. Koch Industries out of Wichita, Kansas, will own 40%. And the other bit of good news they got yesterday is that Indigo Resources say they're going to build a rail-to-barge oil terminal in Osceola, right there on the river, add up to 200 permanent jobs. There'll be 600 to 800 people working there for the construction project. And what's really interesting is this, is what they're going to be doing is bringing oil in from the Bakken Shale, which is up in North and South Dakota, Montana, up in there, and also oil from Canada, bringing it in and then offloading it to barges. And they point out, quote, that river is a much cheaper form of transportation. I wonder if we know some other city that perhaps could benefit from realizing that river is much a cheaper form of transportation. And lastly, Jay Rockefeller. He's the chairman, he's from West Virginia, the chairman of the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Technology, the chairman of that committee, is saying that because of what happened with the Exxon pipeline that had the spill down in Mayflower down near Lake Conway, he's urging the regulators to implement pipeline safety reforms. I just think it's kind of interesting that someone whose last name is Rockefeller is warning about the dangers of oil pipelines in Arkansas.
Yeah, times change, John. It's different. And you look at that, though. I noticed the Sierra Club is now calling for an end to all pipelines and the Keystone Pipeline. And again, you're going to have a leak somewhere. You're bound to.
Oh, you have to, yeah.
All right, John, thank you.
Thanks, take care.
All right, yeah, you'll always have one of those pipelines break down somewhere if you're going to have a long-distance pipeline. You hate it for the people who have to suffer under it, but that's progress. So it's partly what John Taylor is talking about, progress right here. As you could maybe do a little progress on your situation, call John. If you have a question about your finances, he can maybe answer the question. Or you could visit with him. He's at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. The phone number to reach him, John Taylor, is very easy to reach at 782-2527, or email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.